יוחד עם זוק עם אמנים יוחד. Now one thing so far that we have to take notice of, there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rosh. According to Rashi, vis-a-vis Nizikin, the Nizik, so Ishaskes is not Yisrus. It's only a deal. And if the Meir, and if the Nizek says, Lechihadras, never mind, then he has to give him Idyas. But it probably will work. You know, people like to submit to deals, you know. Business people like to submit to deals in order to serve their interest. But that's only an Itzateve. So it's not a din, it's only an Itzateve. And this is, all right, let's see. The Rosh, however, let's see the Rosh first. Before we go to Shittas Arif and Gamba, we have to go over the Shittas Rosh. Father Rabbi Shebert told me, when we crossed the border of Russia into Poland, so my mother, together with all the children except Rabbi Shebert, went to Pozhene, you know, Rabbele Pozhene was off. But my father, together with Rabbi Shebert, he was already 16 years old then, you know, so stopped off in Vilna. So every day, they visited Reb Chaim Meiser, because Reb Chaim Meiser's home was the home of all the Talmidei Chachamim, I mean, in those days, Reb Chaim Meiser. So then, my father, Reb Shebert, was learning Bava Kama. And he asked Reb Chaim Meiser, Ikashi and Ishaskes. So Reb Chaim Meiser said to him, Lifi Daiti, Ishaskes is the most difficult Gemara in Bava Kama. So that's how Rav Chaim Meiser understood it. So it's not a simple Indian, Ishaskes. Now let's see the Rosh. Paragraph Gimel. Paragraph them. Only give him Michel Fonov. Hoyima Yvon, Shimbo Kulum bi Basachas, Kolakidim Bishta, Yigvon Achim Trilo, Bin Idias, Bin Bilnes, Bin Ziburis, Varmucham men Gilde Achov, Milfonov. Michel Fonov. Varmucha Yisa Gilde Michel Fonov. Fimanzo, that's what Taisley says. Vimanzokin kidnu balchei vachreim b'achof uchsvasisha b'achreino uchere ligvis geachot hanizokin kidnu ligvis v'achreim v'afilein ziburis ubalchei v'misholfonov v'afilein idias uchsvasisha m'lifneifonov afilein idias v'inizokin yecheilin leimah imkin yoraitu keichi shikachu din mishe kidim shibudei tzorech ligvis tchilo ואין יוכל ליגבי סלם נחר, ואין בו ליגבי סמישור פונות, יאונה, הנחתי לוחמו כמיגבי סמנו. מיר מיר לי, אין זוק אין יפייסו, הלקוקס הראשיינים, שיעניחו ליגבי סתחילו מהם, ויאונה, הנחתי לוחמו כמיגבי סמנו, ומוצא ברכי וכסועסי שרמים על זוק אין, כבר נסתר לי שידוד אחמר, כאילו שהניח את נחי רצו עמיך, וחיד משישתור חוכמו בתם, עד צורך ליגבי סמנחרי, שהניחה ידע מיכר. משום דומר אליזה, כולו משאב ודדים, אלא שחכומים תקנו, לטיבס על הכוחס, שנפרוי מהם כל זמן, שהניחו בנחר. וחיד משאי מיכר למעלת הקונה, שהסכינו את זה בסון, אתם מלאכם, אני מקח מאיזה, אני אקח מאיזה מן שעצור, that's simple. דומה לי שקליס הקדינים חם שקליסו, ואילו לי מדרן אשתורת איזיבור יסלמורי, הודי קומה מדרן אליו דווקא, שמוימר זו רעשתה, לא נסבטי לה מקח בשביל זה, אם לא שיקנה עשודה בקניין, או שימסר לי אשתה, ויכתיב לי שתה מחיר אולוף, קני לכל אילו וכל שיבודי. So he says, she, the whole matran alav dafke, she moyamar zor liyashtar, lo yizbatil hamekach, bishvil ze, in lei she yikne asode bikinyan, o she yimse liyashtar, viyichtiv lei, shtar mechire, olof, klinoch il vichol shibri. כי דאמרים אופי בסר ובאסרה, מי שבו ואומר רוב השטחיבי, אף על פי שבו עדים, ואומר אנחנו כסבנו וחוסמנו, ונוסנונו לישתה, אין כספים. ומה דברים אמורים? פשטור העבוי, אבל פשטור נקח ממך כספים, חוץ מהחי שבי. חפשים גם לי לימר, אף פשטור נקח ממך אין כספים. ומפורש עושם, דיבי סייס ניקניס במסירה כמפלגה. רבשים גם לי לסוב הראיסי הסניקר עם סירה ויחיישין עונדיר מוהר זו לישתה ורבון סברה אין איסייס ניקניז במסירה ואף עם הר זו לישתה לא נזבט לה מכך וכי מלון אין איסייס ניקר עם סירה So anyway, we have to understand the Gemara in בולבסר There is a מחלקס in בולבסר, in קדושן between the Rabbonon and Rebbe, whether ACS Neiknis Bimsire or ACS Eneiknis Bimsire Elo Biksiva Unisire. According to Rebbe, if Reuven, let's say, borrows $1,000 from Shimon and he gives him a shtar and $1,000, then Shimon wants to transfer the Shibudim, the $1,000 indebtedness that Ruvi knows into Levi, so that Levi will stand in his shoes. All he has to do, according to Rebbe, he just has to turn over the shtar, the promissory note, and $1,000 that Ruvi gave him to Levi. So then Levi will stand in the shoes of Shimon, and Shimon will be able to collect from Ruvi. And Reuven will not be able to say, Lavel Dvorm Didiat, I never borrowed a penny from you, why do you claim money? Because ACS Nikri Mimsir, by turning over the shtar, so it's nice. That's Rebbe. The Rabbonon of Rebbe say, any ACS Nikri Mimsir. So how can you transfer a Shibudi? Ksivo Mimsir means that if Shimon wants to transfer the indebtedness that Reuven owes him, that's called in English, it's called a chosen action, indebtedness. So if he wants to transfer the chosen action that Reuven owes him to Levi, so he has to write another shtar on the shtar. And he'll say, in the way you are marked the karki. So you write the shtar on the karki. So he writes a shtar on the shibudim. On the shibudim. And he say, Kni shtar ze pichol shibudim. And then he has to be meiser both shtars. The shtar, halvoye that Reuven executed and gave to Shimon, and the new shtar that Shimon is executing and gives it to him. But just by turning over the shtar voye, so it doesn't work. In other words, you see, according to Rebbe, a promissory note works like greenback money. What's greenback money? Let's say paper money. So many poskim say that they have a din of shtaros. In other words, you couldn't use it for pilin haben. You could use for pilin haben everything. You can use a table, you can use a sefer, you can use all the kosher kesef. bread, paper money you couldn't give. They call it money paskin. Why? Because it's same goof and money. Because how much is the paper worth? It's paper. A penny maybe. Maybe less than a penny. Certainly not five shloim. In order to be worth five shloim, you'll probably have to give him, you know, tons and tons of paper money. Certainly money. So, what is it? What is paper money? Paper money is the ishaivus by the government. Let's say you have a dollar bill. So what is the dollar bill? It's worth a dollar. It's not worth a dollar. Or a hundred bill. There's such a thing as a $1,000 bill. I saw there is such a thing as a $10,000 bill. But I was not zeicha to see a $10,000 bill. But I was zeicha to see a $1,000 bill. I was zeicha. I was zeicha. Once I had to get a donation for Yeshiva's risk from a certain gevir. It might be that that person had a reason, but it's not my business. So he did, instead of giving me a check, so he gave me $20,000 in cash. It's not my business. I had a shot that it's unreported income. Why didn't he give me a check? All right, man, it's not my business. I'm not coming away, you know. So, Chas v'Sholem, if I had estimated that, Chas v'Sholem, I wouldn't do it. I asked him to give a check, and then he gave me. Why do I have to be crazy? I mean, I would, at least if by refusing he'll stop doing that, okay. But, I won't change him. I mean, unfortunately, many Orthodox Jews, they don't have the right attitude towards these things. It's a misagomo, I mean, these things. It's ghetto, but anyway, they don't know. So he gave me $20,000. Nice man. Just in $1,000 bills. So that's the biggest bill that I saw. But I hear there is such a thing as a $10,000 bill greenback money and even $100,000. I hear, so I'm told. But I was never there, you know, to see that kind of bill. So what is greenback money? That means, let's say dollar bill, $100 bill. The government is misguided itself. That anyone, it's a promissory note really, by the government. It's executed by the government, and it misguided itself to give silver in a dollar. Silver in a dollar. Silver coins in a dollar. In other words, you can go to a bank and demand, you can enforce it as a right. Any bank you can go and you have $1,000 bill to get silver. And the bank cannot tell you, never mind, what do you want from me? I don't want to do that. Because that's a promise by the government. It's a promissory note by the government. It's really a promise by the government. So Mele, according to Rabbi, the Tesis, Nikes Bim Sire, so if any shtar that Reuven made out of Shimon, so it operates like greenback money. Just by turning over the shtar, Shimon turns over the promissory note that Reuven gave him for $1,000, so to Levi, so Levi stands in the shoes of Shimon. Levi turns it over to Yehuda, so Yehuda stands. And that means that when Reuven made the promise to, was mischayev himself, to Shimon $1,000, even though he was mischayev himself to Shimon because Shimon lent him. But Levi didn't lend me a penny, Yehuda didn't lend me a penny, Yisrael didn't lend me a penny, but Al-Tudin is considered like the greenback money, you know. The government is mischayev itself to anyone who presents it, who produces it. In other words, so even though it circulated 1,000 hands, so there is a das and mischayev of the government to the ultimate holder, producer of the Green Mitman. So according to Rabbi, any star works that way. So there is in Asim Dasam Ischaev, when Ruvain, according to Rabbi, when Ruvain tells the Eidim to sign a star of $1,000 to Shimon, so it's not only Nasir Dasam Ischaev to Shimon. To Shimon, to Levi, to Yehuda, to Yisohar, to Zvulun, to Don, to Naphtali, to anybody who in the course of circulation becomes the holder. Of course, if suppose somebody steals it, so then the government is not mischayev itself, to the ultimate holder. But if it comes to the ultimate holder's hands, to legal channels, so then it's not mitzvah mischayev to the ultimate holder. That's according to that. So mainly he doesn't have to write his shtar and the shtar. All he has to do is to turn over the shtar. Now, the Gemara, there's a machlokes between Rabbon and Rebbe. The Gemara in Getposhet says there's a machlokes between the Rabbonon and Reb Shimon Gamliel. Suppose Ruvain executed his shtar matoni and the sode to Shimon. Ruvain is the Nesen of matoni or the Meicher, and Shimon is the Mikabel matoni or the Likeach. So he executed the shtar to Shimon. Then Shimon decides to turn over the shtar to Ruvain, just like that. So then so Ruvain becomes the owner of the sode, the Rabbanan say. Reb Shimon Gamliel says. So the Gemara says, you get poshut. Why? Because Reb Shimon Gamliel agrees with the Shita of Rebbe that Aseus Niknes B'Mesira. After all, Rebbe and Rabbanan discuss Ishtar Avoye. They don't discuss Ishtar Matone, Ishtar Mechire, but the Gemara applies that to Ishtar Mechire and Ishtar Matone also. What's the connection? So, Bishleime, Ishtar Voye, where there is a Ischaivis from Ruvain to Shimon, even though the Ischaivis originated in the fact that Shimon lent Ruvain $1,000. But Levi didn't, so Rebbe holds Isnik Mesire. He's considered, when Shimon turns over the shtar to Levi, some mele there is a Nasim Dasam Ischaev originally from Ruvain to Levi too, because Ruvain was not Ischaev himself just to Shimon. He was mischayev himself to the ultimate holder of the shtar. The ultimate holder of the shtar. Mashiim ki sodetz l'gabi havoi shtar avoi. But Gemara applies the same machlekes between Rabbanan and Reb Shimon Gamliel and the achilut in another case, shtar mechira, shtar matone. If Ruvain executed shtar mechira, shtar matone to Shimon, so title from Ruvain in the field was transferred to Shimon, so then Shimon decided to give it back to Ruvain. So according to Rebbe and according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, the moment he turns over the shtar to Ruvain, so the field goes back to Ruvain, just like that. What's the shayches? Because this is Nikzimsir. But there it's Rebbe deals with the shtar. Halvoye, so there we understand. Because there is this chayves at the very outset, not just the Shimon. He's mischayev himself to the ultimate holder of the shtar. And we can understand it because Ruvain was mischayev himself to Shimon. Why? Because Shimon gave him the $1,000. But But does Reuven care whether he'll pay it to Shimon or pay it to Levi to Yehuda? What does he care? So in other words, and he knows that it's an ordinary procedure among people to transfer indebtedness. So Mele, at the time when he executed the shtar to Shimon, it was his intention to mishire himself not just to Shimon. What does he care? Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. So, Mashenkin, in Ishtar Mechira, Ishtar Matone, there is no Ischaivis. There is Aknoe. So why do we say that the same thing works Ligabei Ishtar Mechira, Ishtar Matone also? Ishtar Mechira, Ishtar Matone also. But the Gemara says so. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Bamlil says, if Reuven executed Ishtar Mechira, Ishtar Matone to Shimon, and he saw the, and then, let's say, a month later, Shimon gives him back the shtar mechira, so the sadeh becomes Reuven's again. The Gemara doesn't say it. Does it become Reuven's again only with the approval of Reuven, or even without the approval of Reuven? The Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara doesn't say it. But it's very reasonable to assume that even without the approval of Reuven, suppose Reuven executed the Ishtar Matone or Ishtar Mechira to Shimon. Then a month later, Shimon comes to Reuven and says, here's your Bedle Shtar. I don't understand. Here's Bedle Shtar. So, and suppose Reuven says, never mind, you Bedle Shtar. I got rid of it. What do you mean you give it? I don't want. Now, there is no such thing as Matone Bal Koche. So you would say, just if the Gemara had not equated the Machlekes between Rabbanu and Rav Shimon Gamliel with the Machlekes between Rabbanu and Rebbe, that if, so then I would say, Rav Shimon Gamliel says it, only if it's with the approval of Reuven, but if Reuven doesn't want to accept it, he cannot impose it upon him. But how about Ishtar Alvoy, according to Rabbi? So according to Rabbi, Rabbi says, Aseus Nikri Musia. So if Reuven executed Ishtar Alvoy $1,000 to Shimon, and then Shimon turns it over to Levi. Suppose Reuven says, I protest. I don't want to pay anything to Levi. I hate Levi. I can't stand him. So there it goes without saying that whether Reuven approves or Reuven does not approve, it doesn't matter. Because Aseus Nikri Musia. Aseus Nikri Musia. So Mele, since the Gemara equates the machlekes between Rabbanon and Rebbe in connection with Eshtar Alvoye, with the machlekes between Rabbanon Shimon Gamliel in connection with Eshtar Matone and Eshtar Mechira, so there's an analogy. So just as in the case of Eshtar Alvoye, according to Rebbe, so a Shimon is in a position to turn over the shtar and make Levi stand in his shoes, even if Reuven objects. So in the machlekes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon, it should be followed the same thing. But in connection with Shalvoy, you can understand, because at that time he was mishayev himself. But how can we say in connection with Ishtar Matone and Ishtar Mechira? At that time he was what? He was mishayev himself to be mekabelet. That wouldn't make sense. But, so we have to understand it. Now let's see the Loshin, now the Nachlas David mentions a big chiddush. He says, in answering the kash against the Rif and the Rambam,
because the Rif and the Rambam don't mention the whole halacha of Shasas. They don't mention the halacha of Shasas. And the Gemara says, the Gemara, Maskon of the Gemara is that when do you say Nichnas Tachas Abayim, even though it was Lokach, it is Bachreino, that's only in the case of Yas, but not in the case of Yas, he can tell the Mishaskis. And he can tell the Nizek Ishaskis. The Nizek Bachreim, I mean, and the Xerosisha Ishaskis. But the Rif and the Rambam say, not only in case of Yasne, it's Nichnisu Taras Abayim. Even the case where it's not Nichnisu, when it's not Yasne, it's Nichnisu Abayim. But it's contrary to the Gemara. So the Ramban gives the Teretz. The Ramban gives the Teretz. First of all, the Ramban says, the Ramban was aware of the Machlekes Rishonim, whether the Ishaskes in Borokame is a deal or is this horse. There's the machlekes between Rashi and Rashi and Tesis here in Bavakami. And on one hand, and the Rosh on the other. According to Rashi and Tesis in Bavakami, it's only a deal. Certainly in respect to Nizek, it's only a deal. In respect to Xerxes Shop, it's his horse, all right. But in respect to Nizek, it's only a deal. So if it's a deal, so you can tell him, never mind, Risara, don't threaten me. Do whatever you want to do, and don't threaten me. Because if you do it, fine. So then, suppose he says, like I said, the Rikeach, the Likeach, he has to give him ideas, unless he implements his threat. But if he doesn't, so he has to give him ideas. So it's really an itzteileh. According to Rashi's pshat, the kasha of Ishaskes is only itzteileh, it's not a din. So he says that the Rif and the Rambam hold that Ishaskes is only an itzteileh. Mele doesn't have to mention. So the Gemara only Derech Tchiye says, Derech Tchiye, because when the Gemara said, Gemara says, at first, Mishum vil iochal isikul nigem yidyes, so derech tchiyah da'alma, the Gemara says, Mishum da'alma lo yishaskisu vishaklisu k'tinayche, shaklisu, only as a threat, so it's not a din. So when the Braise says, kulam yichnisu tachas abaylim, it only means that the Likeach has a way to make them to be Nichnas Tachas Abayim. He has a way. If he's successful, he's successful. If he's not successful, he's not successful. Some may let a grief in the Rambam don't have to mention it. Just because there is a certain Eitzeteve, alright, it's not a din. And of course, according to the Rambam's Pshat in the Rif and the Rambam, he said it in the Rif, but the Rambam is the same shita as the Rif. So the Rif shita is much more than Rashi, because Rashi Chalapachez says it's a deal in respect to Nizek, but in respect to Ksuvasisho, it's not a deal. There is a Shrus, and it's based upon Amocha Rishi Nisheini called Shrushet Avel Yodi. So the Nachos Dovid says the Kashi, but how can we apply Mamocha Rishin Shini Koshushet Avel Yodei the moment before he sold the Idias, so then the Mecha didn't have it. So we have to say in Rashi that Mamoch HaRishon Shini Kosushlo Yode implies not only the Lekeach acquires all the vested rights that the Mecher had a minute before he sold the Sode, that he acquires all the rights that the Mecher had originally, before all the Sodes were sold out. That's a big Chiddush. According, that's Rashi Shita. But the Rif Shita, according to Ramban, is that we cannot even in respect to the Chiddush issue, we cannot apply the principle of Mamoch HaRishon Shini Kosushu Lo Yodei. Why? Mamoch HaRishon Shini Kosushu Lo Yodei only implies that Lekeach requires the Schusim of the Mecher. The Schusim of the Mecher 50 years ago or now? The Schusim of the Mecher, a minute before the Mecher had, a minute before he sold the Sode. So if it's, if let's say on Sunday he sold the Ziboyes, on Monday the Mecher sold to Lekeach the Beinis, and on Tuesday the Mecher sold the Ityes, so Mamoch HaRishon Shini Kosushu Lo Yodei only implies that the Lekeach acquires all the Schusim that the Mecher had on Tuesday, not that all the Schusim that the Mecher had on Sunday. This is the kashi of the Nachazor Botola, but Rashi Shiti is not like that. I mean, you can't argue with Rashi. That's, Rashi Shiti is very understandable. I mean, I wouldn't say it if Rashi didn't say it. But the Ramban says that the Rif Shiti is that Ishaskes is a deal. It's a threat. It's not a deal. Even in respect to Ksuvas Isha, it's only a threat. So the Gemara only with the Achtriya Be'alma said, and then, because, why? Because the Gemara at first didn't know of the Aloche of Yefshiri Lakonis Chachomim, so Meile the Gemara said that. But actually, Be'emes, so it's only a deal. Some men suppose he says, never mind. You will do it. You will give it back. Give it back. So I'm not threatened by you, by your threat. And after all, it's not such a good deal either, you know, because after all, I mean, what will he gain? The Mecher, in all probability, will not be willing to pay back from the Sode. But in all probability, he'll be happy to get it gratuitously. So what will he gain? So it's not such an incentive either. But Machmazdech, that's what Ramban says. Machmazdech, so the Gemara said, Ishaskes. But once the Gemara mentioned the Chiddush of Mamoch HaRishon Shini Kosushu Lo Yodei, we don't have to be Deyche. And it was only B'dach Tria Ba'alme, and not as a din, but as an Eitz Teve. Some Mele, that's why the Rif paskins that even not Yasmin, so is Kulam Nichnis Tachas HaBayle. And what about Ishaskes? Ishaskes is a deal, but we are talking about dinim, not about deals. Let's say, not about this. This is how the Ramban explains the Shite of the Rif. And of course, you can say the same thing in the Ramban, because the Ramban passes like the Rif. That's why, so then the question arises. So in other words, the holy Shaskes is only B'derech Tria Ba'alme, not only B'demis. But the Gemara in Ksuvos mentions Ishaskes B'derech Emes, not B'derech Tria Ba'alme. Now let's see the Gemara in Ksuvos. Daf Kuftes Amubeis. Mi shehoach l'mdines hayam, li'ovdo derech sodeyu, עד מימיר ילך לביקצור וחכמים אומרים יקנה לדבר בני אמונו או יפרה בעד. So in other words, suppose somebody had a sodi,
And then he saw there was a promise. In order to get to his other, he had to go to cross other sodis. Let's say, here there is one sodi, a promise. And then there are sodis chitzenius. Let's say, here, and let's say, here, sodis chitzenius. So Ruvein was the owner of this sodi. And then Andy had to cross some other sodi. How could he cross? He got it right. He made it an agreement with one of the owners of the sodi for 10 years to have a right of way. Yeah. But then he went to South Africa for 5 years, then he came back and he wants to go to his sodi. So all the buying of the sodis chitzenius, you have no right to cross to my sodi. You are a trespasser. But you have to get to your sodi. So fly by the ticket out, take a helicopter. But I don't give you issues to go to my sodi. As simple as that. So admin in here, you look like so. וחכמים אומרים, יקנה לי דרה במי המונו, או יפרה בבא. יפרה בבא doesn't mean fly like a bird, it means he has to use a helicopter. So דגמור אסתי קשה, מי טיים דרה פעם? שאתו קמרד. After all, it is not a trespasser, because he had דגמור assumed that originally when he left Lundnes Yam, that all the sodis chitzenius belonged to one person. Let's say, one person, Ruvein owned this sode, and Shimon owned this sode, this sode, this sode, and this sode. So he had to ride away, but he doesn't remember whether the agreement was to go through this sode, or for that sode, or for that sode, or for that sode. What difference does it make? He has the right way. Some monifshach. But since we don't know what the agreement was to which sode, so he has the right to enforce the shortest walk, you know. Let's say, suppose for this sode you have to walk a mile. So you can tell him, listen, I'm not going to let you walk through a mile. Go through this sode, so you only have to walk half a mile. Admin's worry, he looks like big so. He's right. The Chachom Nimri, so my time the Rabbon. Shape Komaradim. Omer Rav Yudha Marav, he gave she kifu arbo bni odo marbo rechazel. That it's not Ruvein owned the sode apnimis, and Shimon owned all the four sodis chitzenius. But Shimon owned one sode chitzenius, Levi owned this sode chitzenius, Yehuda owned this sode chitzenius, Yisochar owned this sode chitzenius. So Mele, he cannot say, Mimonif Shechayeva right away, because each one can say, how do you know that it's through my sode? Maybe it's through the other sode. So go argue with Levi, go argue with Yehuda, go argue with Yisoch. So if so, Yehoche my time, the Adam. So what's the story about? The Omar Rove be Abo, the Osimikiach Abo, the Abo, the Osimikiachat, Kulamuli Pligi, the Mosimitra, keep Ligi, be Habi Osimikiach Abo. In other words, that originally there were four owners of the sodis chitzenius: Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisochar. And then Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisochar sold all the sodis chitzenius to Zvul. So he has all the four. שממילא כי תליגה בחדוס מכחבו עד נשבה מכל מוקים דר כי יסליגה בוח ורבונון 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 סברי אישסקה שסקס ולא עם הדרה נשתור למוראי ולמוציס להשתו לדין הבדה Sonadoy Sadme doesn't require an explanation because he says Mimonashach. After all, he says to Zvul, never mind originally, there are four different owners, but now you are the owner of all these four Sonis Chetzenis. So I certainly have a right of way in one of the Sonis. You don't know yet, so the shortest way. It's like someone who is sure. If another person owes him money, but the question is, does he owe him $1,000, or does he owe him $800, or he owes him $500? But if he owes him at least $500, he can collect $500. So you're the same thing. So why do Rabbanim say no? He say, "Hachomim yiknali dera b'meir money yifra ba'aviya," because of ishaskis, because Zvun can say, I'll return the shtores back to the original owners, to Yisochor, and to Yehude, and to Levi, and to Shimon, and then you'll be in trouble. So then each one will say, how do I know that your right of way is my sode? Some mele, I don't have to give you a right of way. You want the right of way, pay a good price. So Rashi says, "Ishaskes shaskes ve'izel gaboch ki shetikna derech l'meni." So some Rishonim is the kasha. In other words, so according to Rashi, the Ishaskes in Ksuvos is also only a deal. Because he says, Ishaskes, Shaskes, if you behave and you, I'll make a deal with you, I'll charge you a reasonable price. Because it's not a schus, it's only a deal. So he has to give him something, a quid pro quo. Why should he make a deal? In other words, he'll charge him a reasonable price, otherwise he'll return all the stores to the original owners and they'll be out of luck and they'll have to pay much more than it's only deal. So Samushin asks, if it's Eislach, so why does he say the Chachamim Yiknali Dera B'meir money? That's a reasonable price, meir money. Meir money is an astronomical price. Okay, there's the kasha that they ask. So, according to Rashi, it's meir money lavdavki. Meir money lavdavki. In other words, let's say, suppose there is a situation of inflation that meir money is a reasonable price because an unreasonable price should not be mere money but telephone money. So then it's mere money, but in economy it doesn't mean dafke mere money. A reasonable price. Okay. This is Rashi Shiti. Now, so Rashi Shiti is that the Ishaskes in Bavokame and the Ishaskes in Ksuvos are the same thing. It's a threat. It's not his fault. And suppose he tells him, never mind, you want to return the stores, you want to do it, but right now I want a right of way, and I'm not going to wait. So then he's out of luck, according to Rashi. So the Ramban, however, he says that the Ishaskes in Bovakame is a threat. Mimele, the Rif doesn't have to mention it because it's not a deen, it's only with the three down and it's a threat. So how about the Shita of the Rabbanon, that Yiknali Dera B'meir Money or Yifra B'Avia, that the Rif does pass? So that's not a threat. That's a deal.
Why? So the Rambam says, in Mohammed, why is the Ishaskes in Ksures a schus and the Ishaskes in Borokame a threat? Because here, Ishaskes is only an expression. It doesn't mean Ishaskes. He means Mamocha Rishen Sheni called Schushet Avol Yodin.
He's so the more expressive in the expression. He says to him, in other words, in order to make it understandable to the owner of the Soda Pnimi, maybe he's not such a big one. He doesn't know of halachas of Mamocha Rishon Sheni Kosrus Loyodi. Start telling him, he'll have to give him orientation lessons. Mamocha Rishon Sheni Kosrus Loyodi. So he makes it, the Gemara expresses it in terms that even a person who is not alarmed will understand it. In other words, he tells him, because I have the keach to give it back to the original owners, and then you couldn't enforce any right.
So you can't enforce any right of way against neither. And understand that without knowing the aloha of Mamocha Rishni Sheini called Schushet Avol Yodin. So what Ramban says, see, appears to be a very simple thing. How is it that Avol Sheini are chilek and Ramban? After all, to be Shleime the Ishaskes in Bovokame couldn't be explained on the basis of Mamocha Rishni Sheini Schushet Avol Yodin. Because originally the Mecha did not have any rights, to give him Ziboyes. So the Mele, it has to be explained on the basis of it. But the Ishaskes here, so the Mechrim certainly had the right to be matrein. So why shouldn't the Likeach, who acquired all the schusim of the Mechrim, have the same right? The answer is the Rishenim, who are Chilek and Ramban. For example, the Baramoy are Chilek and Ramban. So they hold that here we cannot apply the Halacha of Mamocha Rishon Sheni Kos Chushet Avol Yodin, because even the Mechrim did not have a vested right to the Rasvada to be matri. They had a vested right to be matri with the Rasvada because of Sofik. Some Mele, each owner of the Soda Chetzenis could tell him, listen, how do I know that you have a right of way? So Mele, the Mechrim had that right, but how can we apply that right to the Keach when the logic that applied to the Mechrim does not apply to the Keach? Because vis-à-vis the Mechrim there was no Mimonifshach. Vis-à-vis the Keach there is a Mimonifshach. Suppose by the Mechrim themselves there would have been a Mimonifshach, they wouldn't have that right. So how can we apply it to the Keach? The answer is because there is a Gemara in Bom Mitzie, Tokfe Keyen is Mitzines Miyode, or Tokfe Keyen is in Mitzines Miyode. So, according to all the
Yisroel had the behemoth born, and we don't know whether that behemoth was the poor or it was not the poor. In other words, because the mother behemoth miscarried before she gave birth to this behemoth.
But maybe it miscarried mein Balme. Mein Balme means if the miscarriage took place in the early stage, let's say before 40 days by Odom. So it's not considered as a nuga. So maybe the next one is considered a pole. But suppose the miscarriage took place, let's say, in the ninth month, something, let's say, whatever behemoth in the one itself. So then the second is not a pole. So we don't know whether it's mine pillow or uber pillow. So merely if it's mine pillow, then this behemoth is a pole, belongs to the cave. If it's mine, I mean, if it's uber, if it's mine pillow, so this behemoth belongs to the cave. But if it's uber pillow, so it belongs to the soil. So the Allah is Amit Mahavarai, the Kain cannot take it, cannot demand it from the soil. The soil can tell him, you prove to me that the first Uber was mine just, but until you prove that the first Uber was just my Balme, so you cannot demand that I give you the power. But morally shyly, suppose the Kayan takes the initiative in his hands and he grabs it. Is Bezdin Mitzin a Sibiyode or Bezdin is not Mitzin? So according to all the Shem, except the Rambam, we pass from the Tokfi Kayan is Mitzin a Sibiyode. So the Kuntras Asvekis, who is the brother of the Ksitz, he says, that the Shaila in Tokfekei Mitzinis Miyode, or Rei Mitzinis Miyode, is Pshat in Amit Mechaveh Olvarai. This Beine cannot be demanded by the Kain. Why? Because Amit Mechaveh Olvarai. So in other words, he cannot be made, but suppose he grabs it. If Klapishmai is Gali, that the first Uber that the mother miscarried was my Balme, so then this Behime really belongs to the Kain. Really belongs to the Kain. Now suppose the Kain will, suppose the Yisrael will give away that Behime, that Sofik, it belongs to the Kain, Sofik belongs to him, he'll be Mikadosh an issue with it. Will she be Mikadosh as Peter Svadai, or she'll be Mikadosh as Peter Sofik? So the Kuntras Asveikis points out that story in the Abai, where the Tokfi Kain is Mitzinis Miyode, or Tokfi Kain is a Mitzinis Miyode. If we say Tokfi Kain is a Mitzinis Miyode, then it means that even though Amis Machavel Raye, so we cannot be made yet. But if Klavishmai is Galie, that this is really the poor, then it belongs to the Kain. So maybe if the Yisroel, the Bali, so was in Kavish and Isha with it, she's not Mekudeshes. So maybe she'll be Mekudeshes only with Yerasovic. But if we pass, like all the Rishayim, the Tokfi Kain is Mitzinis in your day, then the Aloch of Hamitz and Mechaveh Olvarai implies not only that the Terasofik, the Muzik has to keep it, Biteras Vadai he keeps it. He is the Bayim Biteras Vadai. As long as there is a Sofik to Bezdin, so then the Muzik becomes Vadai Bayim. And didn't if Klapishmai is Galia that it's really easy poor, but since Bezdin doesn't know it, so he acquires ownership in it, Biteras Vadai. So that means, according to Rishayim that we pass in Tokfi Kain Mitzinis Miyode, that if the Yisroel would be Mekadosh and Isha with that Behemoth, so she'll be mekudeshes b'teres vada, not b'teres hafik.
Is that because of hefker bez din hefker?
No, chas v'shal.
Then even
so, the ice ditar locha from mitzvah chafel v'raya. Not because of hefker's hefker, not because of the ice ditar locha.
But klap ishmaya belongs to, let's say, if klap ishmaya...
No, klap ishmaya doesn't belong. Klap ishmaya also belongs to the Israel. But klap ishmaya, there is no suffix. But klap ishmaya, it belongs to the Israel. As long as there is a suffix here, some melee, the reason is why the other shaman actually can't ramba, and they equate this ishaskis with the ishaskis in Burakame. The ishaskis in Burakame certainly has nothing to do with Mamocha Rishon Shini, even according to the Rosh, who says it's a source, so it's another source, that called over Shabiyola Asseris, Nakshaf Kilos, all right, so it's not. But there's nothing to do with Mamocha Rishon Shini, called Shushet Oriode. So, the Oriode, and they say, but they say that this is Shaskes, has nothing to do with Mamocha Rishon Shini, called Shushet Oriode either. But it is to, it's another source of Koldovo, Shabiyola Asseris, Nakshaf Kilos, that's how the Balamoya holds. But the question is, but why could Nadi Ishaskes of Ksuvis be explained by simply applying the general din of Tokfikir is Mitzines Yodei, that is, he buys Mitzines Vada, is on a male delikeach, acquires his host. The answer is not so partial. Even though he's buys Mitzines Vada, but he's buying with the Svada because of the suffix. So maybe we cannot apply it to the Lekeach in respect to whom there is no suffix. It's buying with the Svada as long as there is a suffix. But suppose, so that then there is proof that the Behemoth, that the miscarriage took place in my Balme, so then will say that it belongs to the care, to the care. Some male here vis-a-vis the care, so it's like a suffix which was resolved. So the Ramban's question is true. If it will be resolved in the case of Dr. Kane, so then he's not a Balaam anymore. But since there is a halacha of Mamocha Rishon Sheni called Shushet Tovel Yodei, in view of the fact that the suffix was not resolved while it was in the possession of the Meicheach, so mele, even though the suffix is resolved when it's in the possession of the Meicheach, we still apply the halacha of Mamocha Rishon Sheni, and that's a chiddush. So the Ramban's svara is not such a drosh. But anyway, the Ramban says that the Ishaskes in Bavakami is a deal. The Ishaskes in Suves is Shus. It's based upon Moch Rishon Sheni, called Shushet Oriode. But it's not Shushet of a portion, because even though it's Shus, but it is the Meicher head that Shus b'teres vadai, because subjectively there is a suffix. But had it been resolved while it was in the possession of the foreigners, then they wouldn't have that source. So mele here, vis-a-vis the Keach, it's resolved already. So the answer is, the Ramban's Kiddush is, we don't have to consider whether it is a suffix now vis-a-vis the Keach. The Keach requires all the sources of the Meicher. As long as while it was in the possession of the Meicher, the suffix was not resolved. So the Meicher has that same source. That's the Ramban. This is the Ramban Shiti. Now, the Rosh, sorry, I have to wait for it. I'm sorry.
Oh, he says, how you come out on a lavdavki? She mazli ashtar in his batara mecca bishul ze, even though she yikna a sort of bikinian, when she yimsli ashtar, the yichtel is tam a chir olof, kila chir vichol shibidi, the itnam yifel basre, the old basre, mi shebo roma rov ashtachivi, אף על פי שבועידים גרומו אנחנו כוסבנו וכוסבנו ונסענו להשתה אין קיסים תמד ואמורים בשטר הלוי ושטר מקנון חקיס מחוץ מהחי שבי רבשים גם בלי עלי מרב ושטר מקח אין קיסים מקח אומר לך אין קיסים מפור שעושים לי סניק מסירה כמפליה רבשים גם בלי לסוד עלי סניק מסירה וחיישים הם דיו מהרזר להשתה ורבנו נסעת ראי ניסי סניק מסירה ואף אם מהרזר להשתה הוא נסבט למקח וכאן לא נהי ניסי סניק מסירה Anyway, some male it couldn't be madrane stormer. It's an expression. It means I'll give it back to you. But it's not on the basis. So the Rosh says that this Gemara does not go according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. There, Nachlas David gives another teretz on the Shiddush of the Rambam. Not the Ramban's teretz, but he says simply the reason is why the Rif is mashmi, the whole union of Yishaskes, because the Gemara in Bovakame, so when before the Gemara knew of the Chidesh of Yef Shibinakonis Chachomim, so the Gemara was forced to apply the price a little bit of Shimon Gamliel. When the Gemara is the Kash. Yochal is a cool of living immediates. So the Gemara at first says, Mishudoma lui shaskiso, vishakusik dinayach. So at that time, the Gemara did not know yet of the Chiddush of Yef Shibitakonis Chachomim. So mele, the Gemara explained the Nichnus Tachas HaBailim, at the price of Nichnus HaBailim, a little bit of Shimon Gamliel. So a little bit of Shimon Gamliel, it's not a threat, then it is certainly a schus, because, so that's the Chiddush by the Nachlas David, tremendous Chiddush. He says, since according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so the Gemara says in Bor Basre, that if Reuven executed the Shtam Achiram Yisode to Shimon, then Shimon gives it back the Shtam Achiram to Reuven. So then the Sode is restored back to Reuven, so it's not only restored back to Reuven, and Reuven has ownership, Mikano Habe. So Mafreya it's Mivake the Mekach, as if it had never been sold. And that's a big fish. So then we can understand it. In other words, that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Tesis Nikir in Syria, so the Gemara says in Bor Basre, if Reuven executed the Shtam Achire, and he sold it to Shimon, then Shimon has a year later. So Exe turns over the same Shtam Achire back to Reuven. Reuven becomes the owner of the Sode, so it doesn't mean Mikam Rahabi becomes the owner. But in the half a year that he kept it, so the owner was Shimon. No, it's Mivatl Mafreya, as if the Mekach had never taken place. So naturally you understand the Gemara. So the Gemara said, at first, before the Gemara knew of the Chiddush, of Yev Shibitakon Shachomim, so the Gemara explained the Braise, a little bit of Shimon Gamliel, Einochaname, according to the Rabbanim, it couldn't be explained. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so then, since Isis Nikim Sire, so the title is he shifts back to Reuven by Shimon turning over the Shtam Achire to Reuven. So it's not that the title shifts back to Reuven Mikam Rabbe. In Afreya, as if nothing had happened. Now, as if nothing had happened, so naturally, they have to. So it's a kolom yichnisu tachas abayim, because nothing happened.
as if it hadn't been sold. So in other words, through a miracle, so everything is undone. Now, the only problem arose because the Meirchei Ruvain sold the three servants to Shimon. One sold on Sunday, one sold on Monday, one sold on Tuesday. But now, by turning over the shtar, everything is annulled. And retroactively, Ruvain becomes the owner. It's in part of the Mekach. So, it wasn't. So it's a simple case where the Meirchei has a Nizek and he has a Baal Chayv and a Lex Vesisha. So the Nizek takes the Yes and the Baal Chayv takes Bein and Yes and the Lex Vesisha takes the Boyes.
What is Nachas David again by saying that it works on Mafreya?
Because otherwise, what kind of Iteris is it? If it's not on Mafreya, so it still should say, if it's Lokach Yigas Bachreino, so everybody should, and in Ephraim, Mchosim, Mishibodim, Mokim Shish, Mchosim Necherit, so the Yigas is Mchosim Necherit relative to the Benyas and the Boyes, and Mire, everyone will be entitled, because Kesis says, Biyasme, Afogav Shizem Marzalem, Karke, Havali Kisim, Shikonu Karke, Lacha, Misavi and Din Balchif, Kriza the Gimme the Sand. So if it's Kanu Habe, so then he cannot be given from it. Because it's only Kanu Habe. Mashenkin, if it's Mvat, the Mekro Mafreya. So then, of course the Balchif is given. Nothing happened. Everything is an old.
But here we're dealing without your son. The Ksuba Sisha can't claim it.
So what kind of Iteret is it? In other words, if it's not Mevatel Mafreya the Mekach, so only Mekam Habe, so that means it's a new sale to the Meirchei.
But the Ksuba Sisha will still only be able to get
it. So they should be entitled to everyone to correct from the Idias, because there's Nechos in Meirchei. But so why do the Brahis say, let the Ksuvasisha also collect from the Yidis? Because there's Nechosin Lecherim. The answer is, it's Mevatel Mafreya, so there is no Nechosin Lecherim. Everything is Nechosin Lecherim. Everything is Nechosin Lecherim. The Bainus is Nechosin Lecherim. The Zibuyus is Nechosin Lecherim. And the Yidis is Nechosin Lecherim. So that's the regular Aloha.
But if he returns all the karkos,
yeah,
so that means the mocher will now have ziburius.
That's
the mocher
right.
Has ziburius, so he no longer has a right to take idius. Even if it's a miracle, my friend.
That's why the price says,
even if the giving over was a new kenyan.
Yeah.
Even if the giving over was a new kenyan, as long as the mocher has ziburius, the isha has no right to idius.
No, why not? It does have a right to idius. Because it's Lokach Yidias Ba'acheino, so that means that the Yidias is Nechosin Lecherim.
But now it is...
No, so it's only Mikam Havo. But before, that was Nechosin Lecherim.
And she'll have a schus to collect?
She'll have a schus to collect.
Even though he has a word.
That's right. So, that's why the Nachdol. But the question is, that's a big Chidesh. Then the Gemara is very simple. So now he explains the Shittus of Rif and the Rambam. That's why the Rif and the Rambam don't mention Ishaskes. Because the Ishaskes here is based upon the fact that he can annul everything. That's only a little bit of Shim Yamliel. And so the Gemara said that Agav Deichek before the Gemara knew the Chiddush of Yefi Yakunas Chachon. But once we know the Chiddush of Yesh Takon Chachomim, then we don't have to apply the price a little bit of Shimon Gamliel. Then we can apply the price a little bit of Rabbanon. And Mimele is Kulam Dichnus Takas Abayim, because of Yesh Takon Chachomim, there is no Aloha Fishaskes. And the Gemara's Hava Minel Fishaskes was only a little of Shin Gamliel, then it's not Iskus of Fishaskes. Then it means that he knows everything. And everything is considered as if the Mecher had never sold the Sardis. So naturally it's going to Chmos and Takas Abaya. But the question is, how can that halacha be explained on the basis of Rav Shimon Gamliel of Eisius Nisimsev? But from the Loshon of the Ramban, it's mashma. Even though the Ramban is a different Targum underneath, in the Loshon of the Ramban, it's mashma. It's like the Nachuzah, the calling of Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Eisius Nisimsev, then when the Likiach turns over the Shtam Mechira to the Mechira, so it retroactively becomes the Mechira's, as if no Aknoya has ever taken place. And the Lashon of the Ramban is Mechira.
So the Rif doesn't bring this down because it's Shlo Aliba the Hilchasa?
That's right. From the Tav in the Milchamis. So he says, Dohobi matone gmure tzorech litno lelikeach lelewe shari v'chazores hashtar lebot lo michirosei v'lechozo name kidiisi lo basra pirge toshut. What does the Gemara in Pirke Toshut say? That Talib de Rabbonu Shushim Gamliel is lebot lo michirosei. But so if we say like Nachos David, that whether it's Botlam Chorosi or it's a new Matone is Tolu Machlik, it's Abraham Shin Gamliel. So you understand the Ramban, he says, the Matone Gmuretz of me, it's a new Matone, because as the Gemara in Get Poshut says, that there's the Machlikis between Abraham Shin Gamliel and we pass on the Abraham. But if we say that in Malibder Shin Gamliel, that when the Likeach returns the Shtar Mechira to the Mechira, so it only becomes, he becomes the owner, and he becomes the owner, Mikam Lahabo. So then, why does he say, Pirget Poshut? It's a Din Poshut. It has nothing to do with the Gemara Poshut. When the Ramban mentions the Gemara Poshut, that means that that child is told in the Machlokes between Rabbanon and Shin Gamliel. But according to the Rabbanon, so he has to give a new matone, and he can't do it by turning over the shtar, he has to execute a new shtar, and the kolm roshim gamliel. So it's bottled the mekach l'mafre. So the tzaraya that Ramban agrees with the machazdovitz lomdus, except machazdovitz uses that as a teret on the leaf, and the Ramban considers that as a teret to say that the Gemara's teret at first of Ishaskes was to apply the price al libidav shim gamliel. Some may really give the different terrors, but it's muchach from that lotion in Ramban Lohamez that he agrees with the Lomdes of Machazdovitz. Now the question is, how can the Machazdovitz Svore be explained? Now I said before that since the Gemara equates the Machleket between Rebbe and Rabbanon with the Machleket between Hashim Gamliel and Rabbanon, and Machleket between Rebbe and Rabbanon deals with Shtar Alvoye. In respect to Shtar Alvoye, so the halacha is that Shimon can transfer the shibudim of the Shtar to Levi, even with the objection of Ruvay. So mainly it follows that in connection with the Machlekes between Rabbanon and Shimon Gamliel, if Shimon it turns over the Shtar, returns the Shtar Mechira back to Ruvay, so even if Ruvay objects, he can still make him the owner. The question is why? Now I want to mention a Shia that my brother Rabbi Shebea once said 55 years ago before the Talmidim of Rabbi David Leibovich, Zechen Levorach. Rabbi David Leibovich was a Talmud of my father in Marseille years ago. So he was very close to my father. So he sent his boys, who was already sick, Rabbi David Leibovich, and he didn't give regular shul, and, you know, in his yeshiva. So he sent his boys to my father's house, and Rabbi Shebea used to come from Boston, and my brother Shebea gave a number of shulim for his talmidim in my father's house. And I listened to, that was 55 years ago, and I listened to all the shulim. And they were learning then Bor Basra. So my father advised my father Shebea to give that shia and the sugye in Get Poshet. Machlech Roshim Gamliel and Rabban. How can it be explained? Roshim Gamliel holds like Rebbe that Asius Nikim Sire, so just as Ishtar Alvoye can be transferred, so Ishtar Mechir can also be transferred. What is one thing to regard? You got Ishtar Alvoye, you understand? Because the intention of the person who executes Ishtar Alvoye is mischaiv himself. He's to mischaiv himself, not after to the Malve. What does he care? Malve, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, what does he care? So in other words, so he's mischaiv himself to the ultimate holder of the Shtar. But what has it to do with reversing a transaction of Mekach HaMemcha of Maton? Now, I'm sorry that I don't know, is it all right?
I think they went into shear, so they'll come from in Chalege.
This is an exceptional situation, you know, because I had to take the medication. It had to be spaced. The other alternative would be to take the medication in the middle of the shear, and I did wonder that maybe I should have done it all right. I'm sorry. You think that they went to the other shear?
They're in shear now.
All right. One time, it's not a regular time. I'm not going to continue, hopefully, to continue taking that medication very long, maybe for another week or so. So the Rambam passed the Rabbanon of Rebbe that in Asius Nikin Musir, but only Bixidon Musir. So the Rambam says in der Wohnung des Mechirei. Halloch Jud, Hamicha Shtachi Vachavere, und Nosnu Matone, in den Mikne dem Psyos Ashtar Yodi, שלום מוסל יום הראי שבי, ואין הראי נתפסס ביד. What kind of language? Why is any atheist not in the Sierra? Because he only was nicer in the ראי שבי, ואין הראי נתפסס ביד. Is the time. And Rebbe holds the tribe in Tresses Biyat. So what's the machleket between Rebbe and Rabbono? Who can say the tribe is the Tresses Biyat, Rai is Rai, but it's not the Tresses Biyat? So in other words, he's passing us like Rabbono, so he says, only be Ksidom is here. Hamech Ashtachu v'chaveru inostu v'matonim, in the nickname of Tresses Biyat, so in Mosali Yara'ai Yishabit, ואין הראי נתפסס ביד, וכי סד יקנה שטר הלכות א', שיכתבי המקנה כני שטר פלני, וכל השיבות שיש בי, וימצא לשטר, ונמצא שנקנה בקסיבו, ובקסיבו מסיר. But what do you mean? שלמוס עלי על הראי שבי, ואין הראי נתפסס ביד. And then the other question is, what's the connection between the machlekes, between Rebbe and Rabbonon in the Gauti Shtar Voye and the Machlekes between Rabbonon and Shem Gamliel in the Gauti Shtar Mechir. Bishleim in the Gauti Shtar Voye understand Rebbe because when he was Nischaev himself, he was Nischaev to the ultimate holder of the Shtar because he doesn't care. What does he care? Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, what does he care? Just as the government doesn't care. Who produces the greenback money? The care, this one, that one, the ultimate holder. So here too, he executes himself to Ruvein, $1,000 because and Mishael himself to Shimon, $1,000 because Shimon lent him $1,000. So he's Mishael himself to Shimon or to anyone to whom Shimon will circulate it to. So. But the Gabish Tamach, that logic doesn't, is not Shaya. So my brother said, and my father liked that piece of Torah, my brother liked it so much, he considered it one of the best pieces of Torah of my father. He praised it very much, my father. As a matter of fact, in the Sefer Chidushe, Hagram Vagrid, the first Chalik, so you'll find it amazing. So my brother said that the Pshat in Rebbe and Rabbanon, Rebbe says, Isis Nixim Sire. Why? Because Harayan it fesses beyond. And Rabbanon says, Isis Sire, because in Harayan it fesses beyond. Now, that according to Rebbe, who says, Isis Nixim Sire, so, you know, how are we accustomed to explain the Shtar Kinyan, let's say, of a Shtar Mechir? How are we accustomed to explain the Shtar Kinyan of a Shtar Mechir, Shtar Matan? In other words, it essentially operates as the Shtar Kinyan. Mainly, it also serves the Shtarai. According to Rabbi, it's just the other way around. Why can Ishtar be transferred by Shimon to Levi, by the Malveh to another person? Because not because the intention of the Levi is that he is mischayev himself to pay it to whoever will be the ultimate holder. Suppose the Ruvein, at the time he executes the Shtar, he says, I only am mischayev myself to pay this one, but I don't want to pay Levi, I don't want to pay Yehudi. Shimon will still be in a position to transfer to Levi, to Yehudi, to Yisrael, to the whole world. Why? because the Rai of Shtores works, as the Ramban Mulchamis and the Vomis and the Balamoya say, by virtue of the fact that there is a Baal Ashtar who holds the Shtar. If Ishtar, as Chaim says, if there is no Tefis Ashtar, then there is no Rai of Shtores. If Ishtar is in the street, there is no Rai of Shtores. The Rai of Shtores is because the Isha holds the Shtar. So it's a Rai that she was Mikrashis. Because the Mikabu Matoni holds the Shtar, the Tefis Ashtar. So it's a Rai that he was Mikabu Matoni. He was the Rekeach. So the Rai of Shtores is based upon the fact of Tefis Ashtar. So Mele, the reason is why Ishtar Avoye is Mishabet Nechosin. Mishabet Nechosin is not that in the first instance is Mishabet Nechosin. In Mele it serves as Ishtarai also. The reason is why is Mishabet Nechosin, because the one who holds the Ishtar has the Rai of Shtores that Ruvei, Shimon, is the holder of the Shtar. So he has the Rai of Shtores that Ruvei knows him. So Mele, if Esi is Niklim Sile, so the Rai is Nitveses Biyat. So since Shimon turns over the Shtar to Levi, and Levi becomes the Tefis Ashtar, so the same Rai of Shtores that worked originally vis-a-vis Shimon works vis-a-vis Levi. Numele, since the Raya applies to Levi also, so Numele, he acquires all the Shiburi. So the same thing is true of Ishtar Mekach also. In other words, the reason is why Rav Shimon Gamliel says that if Reuven executed Ishtar Mekach, Ishtar Matone, to Shimon, and then Shimon decides to give it back to Reuven, so the Sode is restored back to Reuven, and Reuven becomes the owner, because the reason is why title to the Sode was transferred from Reuven to Shimon is not because it affects the transfer in the first instance. You know that there is a Rai, it's the other way around. Because the Shtar, to the Rai of Shtores, which is based upon the fact that there is a Tefis Ashtar. So Mele, the Tefis Ashtar, the Rai of the Shtores, the Shtar testifies and determines that the Sode belongs to Shimon. So Mele, if Shimon makes Reuven the holder of the Shtar, so the same Rai of Shtores operates towards Reuven, that Reuven is the owner of the Shtar. So in Mele, he can even do it Baal Kochi of Reuven, just as in the case of Shtar Avoye. So according to Rebbe, Shimon can transfer the Shtar, the Shibudin, by transferring the Shtar to Levi, even if Reuven objects, he screams, he protests, doesn't matter, because the Rai of Shtores, when he executed the Shtar, so it operated to apply to testify in respect to the ultimate holder. And Mele it's part and parcel of the Nasi Midas HaMishayev of Reuven. You see, when Reuven was Mishayev, told the Edim to sign Ishtar Avoye, so he was mischayev himself. Even if he refuses, Al Pidin, he is mischayev himself to the Tefis Ashtar, because to the holder of the Shtar, because this is how the Rai of Shtores operates. For the Tefisas Ashtar, by a certain Baal Ashtar. So Mele, in case of Ishtar Mechire, executed by Reuven and given to Shimon, so when he was Nasim the Sam Mishayev, so he was Mishayev himself, not only some mele, the Rai at the very outset started to operate, not only vis-a-vis Shimon, vis-a-vis anybody. And the same, if Shimon would transfer the Shtar Mechira to Levi, then Levi would get title. And that's what the Gemara says. And if Shimon transfers it back to Reuven, so Reuven gets title. So mainly in the case where Shimon transfers it back to Reuven, so Reuven gets title, because according to Rebbe, the Raya of Shtores applies to the holder of the Shtar. And even against the consent of the one who executed the Shtar. The Raya of Shtores works that way. There's the Xerosakos of Shtores. So maybe we can understand. My brother Bishabar did not discuss the Machlos Dovid Skirish. But with that wonders, we can understand the Machlos Dovid Skirish. That the commentary of Shimon Gamliel, it's the Mafreya becomes the owner. Because since the Raya of Shtores applies to the ultimate holder of the Shtar, some more in the Raya of Shtores does not originate later on. The Raya of Shtores originates at the time when the Shtar is given to Shimon. When Reuven turned over the Shtar, the Sura Shtar Matone to Shimon, so at that time the Raya of Shtores started to operate in respect to whoever will hold the Shtar. And if the ultimate holder of the Shtar is Reuven himself, so mainly that means that Reuven at the very outset agreed to become the owner back of the Sodeh, even if in the end he protests. So still, if Shimon decides to turn over the Shtar, so Bal Kochi of Reuven, as the Nachos David says, and the Smashma from the Lashon of the Rambam, that it's the whole Be'etach is both, because the Raya of Shtores now is to the Bit Lamech. You see, why did it become, why did Shimon become the owner of the Sodeh? Because of the Raya of Shtores. So as long as Shimon was the holder of the Shtar, so the Raya of Shtores testified that he is the owner. But the moment Reuven became the holder of the Shtar, so the Raya of the Shtores testifies that Reuven is the owner. But how is Reuven the owner? He sold it, we know he sold it to Shimon. The answer is, it's nullified, the whole Mekah is nullified. Because the Raya of Shtores now operates that Reuven is the owner. So maybe the Mekah is bottom. So maybe the Mekah is bottom. Anyway, in its mashma from the Loshna Ramban, that he agrees with the Lumdes of Nachas David, except that he doesn't like the Teretz of Nachas David to say that the Gemara's Teretz of Ishaskes was to apply the price al Breshma. But he actually agrees with the Lumdes of Nachas David. Okay, that's all.
I'm trying to get to Shtamachet to Levi, becomes Levi's Lamafraya too. According to the Machet, it become Levi's, it was never Shimon's, so to speak. The Gemara is only, talks about giving it back to Reuven, because they weren't talking about giving it.
We have to say that. Because the Raya of Shtores cannot sprout forth Zman later. The Raya of Shtores is
what Shtar means.
That's right.
So the date, whatever the date
is. That's right. Whenever the date is.
Actually, the Raya of Shtores is based upon the thesis of Shtar, the type of Shtores. So then the Raya of Shtores is from the time that he's owned.
What?
The Raya of Shtores, if the basis for the Raya of Shtores is based upon when he's holding it, so that's based upon the time that he's holding it. Bukhari shouldn't make a difference about the when it was written. You know, we could say that...
I still have to think about it. I'm not sure. But in the case, I'm not sure about it.
But in the case we give it back to Reuven?
So Reuven, since the Shtar on its face said just the opposite,
you see. Yeah.
So there might be a difference, you see. In the case where Shimon turns over the shtar mecherah to Levi, so then the shtar doesn't say anything contrary to what he does. Because, well, the shtar says that it was given to Shimon. Then Shimon turned it to Levi. But when Shimon gives it back to Reuven, then if we don't say the mafreya, then there is an inconsistency between the Rai of Shtores and what the shtar on its face says.
So we can't have such a shtar. So what is it? That's
so mele the Rai. So when Shimon gives it to Levi, then he becomes the owner. Mikamuhab, it could be.
But there's a stira,
some melee's works le mafreya. I'm not sure about it. You have to look it up in the Rishi.
The answer to the Rishi was that a Kenyan, according to Rebbe, Shtar Kenyan is because it's a Rai and the melee is a Kenyan?
That's right. That's what my brother said. It's in the Sefer, Hiddushi Agrambag. He mentions Raya's from the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Sholish in Zedir. My father considered that one of the best pieces of Torah.
Normally,
he always mentioned it to Rabbanim, to Rosh Hashivas.
Because normally, when we think of the Kenyan, we think of the Kenyan takes place first.
That's right.
Then the Raya is an automatic result of the Kenyan.
That's right. I'm sorry, I feel very bad about it. But this is an exceptional situation.
The Rambam, so when the Rambam says the Lashon, Rambam says, Ve'ein harayim tfesis biyad. So according to the Chachamim, they hold that, what is it? In other words, there's no ability for the... Do they also hold that the Rai of Shtaros operates through the Tfisas of Shtar and thereby the Kenyan... Even in the Chachamim? The Chachamim hold because Rai is not able to be Tfes Biyad, so
the Rai is able to be to another person. He's not even mentioned.
But how about in a normal Kenyan? How do the Chachamim hold a normal Kenyan works?
Normal Kenyan?
If I'm Makna saw this or something.
No, no, why say that tree? According to that, you have to resort to the tree. But according to Rabbanim, you say, as one would say, ordinarily, that is that way around. First, it affects the Kenyan. We made it's a rayos. So maybe the Raya only applies to the one to whom it affects the king.
Why does Rambam give the reason of the Ein HaRaya Nitfes Biyah? The Chor of the Rambam is saying, and really the Chacham and
Rambam... Not like the numbers, not like that.
But it seems that the Ein HaRaya Nitfes Biyah, that there's some problem of transferring the Raya through just Masir Ba'alma.
What?
Why would the Rambam just have to say that the Kenyan works, that the Shtar, the Kenyan precedes the Raya? Well, that's all the Rambam would have to say in the Chachamim. The Kenyan precedes the Raya, and therefore it's not that the Raya of Shtar tells us that there's a Kenyan, but it's rather that you have a Kenyan and then you have a Raya. Why, according to the Rambam...
Rambam wants to emphasize, not like the Rebbe, like the Chachamim.
He says...